It's time for him to start his show. It's all about his travels and where you should go.
Expect to hear tips given by experts,
so your vacation won't blow. Welcome to the Travel Show.
Oh, yeah.
Your host is Eric Hastings, and nothing rhymes with Hastings, but have you seen the ratings?
Yeah, pretty
just good. So, it's the Travel Show.
The Travel Show with Eric Hastings. We call it Travel for Real.
2:30 here on the Big Travel Show. My name is Eric Hastings. Thank you for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. Now, I told you, we'll give you a little more detail on that Air Canada situation and their bag fee, so something to keep in mind when you're shopping for new airlines. But from Canada to one of my favorite places, the Playa del Carmen area, our dear friend Michelle Gerson is back on the phone with us. Hello, Michelle. Welcome.
Hello, Eric. Thanks. Good to be here.
I am sorry we're running a little bit late. I was busy running my mouth earlier, and I said, oh, we've got to hang up. Michelle is coming on the show.
All right.
Now, you've got the, you just got back from Playa del Carmen area, but where, the Riviera Maya, where did you go?
Yeah, we stayed at the Sandos Playa Car Riviera Hotel and Spa.
Okay.
And then we did all kinds of activities there in the Riviera Maya. We went to Ixe Carré, which is a beautiful eco-theme park. You said you've been to the Riviera Maya, right?
Correct. I stayed at the Charisma property. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we did all kinds of adventure activities. We went to Ixe Carré, which, like I said, was theme park. We released turtles onto the beach and learned all about the Sea Turtle Protection Program. They had a beautiful aquarium there.
Sure.
Yeah, we went to Punta Venado, which we did some ATV riding through the jungle. Then we went into a cave. We swam in a cenota, which, you know, all the limestone-filled, swimming areas.
Right.
It was just beautiful in the Yucatan. We did that. We snorkeled. Saw all kinds of sea life there. We did this beautiful thing. I don't know when you were there if Rio Secreto was opened yet.
I don't think it was yet.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is by Alternative. They're a very big adventure company there.
Uh-huh.
And basically a cave, an underground river where we saw a ton of stalagmites and we all had our gear on and it was pretty neat. I'd say that was a highlight.
Were you scuba-ing or were you snorkeling?
Well, in that particular cave, we were just walking for
okay.
the most part.
Oh, all right.
But in other areas, I snorkeled.
Okay.
We didn't do the scuba, but we saw a ton of stuff snorkeling.
Yeah.
We went to Xel-Há, which is also a great theme park, and I snorkeled there in lagoons and creeks, and we saw a ton of fish, a whole school of sardines.
Yeah.
It was really neat. And I liked Xel-Há. They had a great lunch buffet, and they pretty much include everything in one price there.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk. For those that don't know now, the Riviera Maya is like a 75-mile stretch. It's down like right by Cancun and down to Playa del Carmen. It's right there on the Yucatan Peninsula. So for those that are, scoring at home, Michelle, we'd like to, in case they have their map out.
Exactly.
We want to say exactly. Now, how did you like the Sandals property? Tell me about that a little bit, because we're big fans of Sandals. We like them. They're good people. They took good care of us in Jamaica.
Well, it wasn't Sandals. It was Sandos.
Oh, Sandos. I thought you said Sandals. I'm like, I don't know about that property.
Everyone we met out, we went to this place, the Blue Parrot in town, and these guys were like, oh, Sandals. And finally we just
Well, now,
there,
hold
know?
On. Now I got to write this down. Do you know what the website is for Sandos?
I don't have it offhand, but I would just Google S-A-N-D-O-S.
All right, we'll get it. We've got people that work here. It's okay. Well,
okay.
I'm not one of them, but there are people. All right, we'll get the website for you real quick. Okay. So, yeah, tell me about this property. Is it an all-inclusive property? What's the deal?
Yeah, it's all-inclusive, and so they have all the different kinds of buffets. They have the a la carte restaurants. It's right on the beach. They have activities, non-motorized sports. The gym was great. The spa was beautiful. They have a disco there. Really couldn't ask for anything else. I mean, most people can go there and just stay there all week.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much to do, though, in the Riviera Maya. I wouldn't recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was great. And the rates are extremely reasonable. In high peak season, I think the most you're going to pay for the highest end room there is around $315 per person.
Mm.
And then in the low peak season, it's $125 per person. So definitely,
wow.
They have haciendas, junior suites, ocean view suites.
How long did you go?
I was there for 5 days, 4 nights.
5 days. Okay. Did you fly out of New York?
I did, yep. I flew out of New York. I actually took a connecting flight, but you don't need to.
Yeah.
I flew on U.S. Airways into Charlotte and then connected, but there are plenty of direct flights out of JFK on American, on JetBlue. It's about a 3.5-4 hour flight down.
It's pretty easy down. Did you fly into Cancun, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Did you?
To Cancun, and then most places, you know, they have packages where your transportation is arranged from the airport to the resort.
Right, and you did that?
Yeah, yeah.
So what you did was book your individual activities and things to do. You did that through the hotel or through the resort?
Yes, we did. You could do it through the hotel. We also were in contact with the tourism board. So, but you have many different options. I would say I would advise renting a car. There, all the different activities that there are, usually they offer to pick you up at your hotel for an extra price,
mm-hmm.
which is also very reasonable. So it depends. If you want to rent a car, great, you have flexibility. You can go down to Tulum, which is about 30 minutes south, and that's where all the Mayan ruins are.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have a beautiful biosphere reserve there, Siancam, which we did. And I would highly recommend that as well. So for flexibility, rent a car, but if not, many of the places, like I said, will pick you up.
Let's talk safety. Did you feel safe down there?
Oh, completely. 100%. I felt extremely safe. I went into town at night for dinner and for the shopping, and there was one night I walked around by myself, and yeah, I mean, unless it was a false sense of safety, but I felt mm-hmm. perfectly safe.
Mm-hmm. And we're lots of. When did you go? This was your recent trip, right?
Yeah, I was just there. I got back about 2 weeks ago.
Why did you go? I forgot. Did you tell me? You didn't tell me why you were going. Were you just going for fun?
Going for fun, but you know, also to check it out. To you know, I'm doing that now a lot. I'm going to different places to check it out and report them back to you.
Well, I love that. That's the perfect. That is the best way to do it.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. And then I have a few more coming. So I'm going to be doing that a lot coming up. But I'm going to be doing a lot more in the travel industry. You know, over the next few months. So yeah, that's my goal, to just check out as many places as possible.
Did you come up with the total cost of your trip?
I didn't.
Uh-huh.
But I would say probably each activity ranged from about $50 to maybe $80 for like a whole day of activities.
That's one of the things I really like about that part of the world. You can really get out there and explore all day for, you know, 8 to 12 or to 10 hours for $80 a person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was really surprised, especially for the Rio Secreto when they told us the price on that.
Uh-huh.
I was shocked because it is such an adventure and such an activity, and it really is very reasonable.
Excellent. So are you going to write a nice little piece for us for the website?
I am, yep. It's in the works.
You got some cool photos to share with us?
Absolutely. Beautiful photos.
And you always take such nice pictures.
You.
Would you come over and photograph the house? Because I've been trying to, you know, I just, every time I got my thumb in it, I got, you know, it's ridiculous. So,
okay,
yeah.
I'm not really a photographer. I point and I shoot.
We would really appreciate it. All right, it's sandoshotels.com, I believe.
Okay.
All right, so there it is. Michelle, do you know your next trip?
I do. I'm going to Los Cabos in 2 weeks.
What's with you in Mexico?
I know. And then I'm going to Cancun again because there's a new resort that's opening. You might want to know this.
Yeah.
It's the Bel Air Collection Hotel and Spa.
Okay.
And right now, if you book before November 30th for stays through December 18th,
mm-hmm.
you get free round-trip plane tickets for two from the major cities like New York, Miami, Chicago, and L.A.
Look at you. You're coming up with the deals. I love it. Say it again one more time in case we missed it.
Sure. It's the Bel Air Collection Hotel and Spa.
Okay.
It's a new concept boutique resort in Cancun.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely look it up.
All right.
All right. Always appreciate the insight. Thanks for being here, Michelle.
Anytime, Ari. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.